Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1312 in the writing is shir number 464. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle. We started the halachas of Al Netilas Yadayim in the morning, Netilas Yadayim, and how it worked. The bracha of Netilas Yadayim, we've said there's a major distinction. This bracha is the same as far as washing for bread, washing in the morning, but the various different circumstances around it are totally different. The way to wash and what, how to wash, what it's all about, and so on. Okay. Now, just continuing on. So there are two main reasons why we wash our hands in the morning. Again, you wake up, right? And upon awakening, you say Moda Ani, and then you wash Negavasim. So, Lemaisa, we spoke about the fact that there's two main reasons brought down in the Mishnah Berurah why we wash our hands in the morning. Besides for these reasons, which were mentioned in the previous year, number one is for tefillah, right? Number one is for tefillah. And secondly, to remove the ruach ra that rests on our hands overnight. Now, however, if washing was required only because of the ruach ra, right? Let's say putting aside the fact a minute for the tefillah, and it would only be for the ruach ra, we're going to wash alternate. It's called beserugin, right, left, right, left, right, left. As opposed to when you're washing, we shouldn't mix it up. When you're washing for bread, you do two times right, two times left. When you're washing to get rid of ruach ra, right, the bad spirit that's on the hand from overnight, so then you have to do that beserugin alternately, right, left, right, left, right, left, and that removes the ruach ra, the bad spirit. However, if washing was required only for this ruach ra to remove that, Chazal would not have instituted a bracha over this. There's various different reasons brought down why Chazal would not make a bracha just for this. Therefore, we also need the other reason stated above, which is one of the reasons why we wash, and that is for tefillah. We're going to see that we'll hopefully Bezrus Hashem will get to it before a person davens in general. Shachris min chamarv, one has to wash their hands with a kli, with a utensil, but you only make a bracha in the morning. The brachas of Netilas Yadayim is only made in the morning. Actually, the Rush holds that you make a bracha each time, but we don't hold like that. We make only in the morning. L'chatchila, one should wash the hands up to the wrist. Okay, so one of the ways, just like by when you're washing for bread in the morning, also you have to wash your hands l'chatchila at least up to the wrist. If one does not have enough water, it would be sufficient to wash up to the knuckles. But yeah, you're trying. Try up to the wrist, but sometimes it comes into situations, as we know on Yom Kippur, when one is not supposed to wash in Tisha B'Av, so we wash up to the knuckles also, but the evidence that is okay. And the reason why we do it then, because of the fact that b'di'evad it's still okay. We're not supposed to wash. At least you wash up to the knuckles. But in general, on a regular day, one should be careful to wash up to the wrist. This refers to the joint where and b'di'evad, if somebody is stuck, so that would refer to the joint where the fingers attached to the, hand. In other words, to make sure to wash the fingers where the joint, the knuckles, not any knuckle, because Baruch Hashem, we have a few knuckles on our, fingers, but the knuckle that attaches the fingers to the hand. That's b'di'evad. And l'chatchila, like we said, one is supposed to wash up to the wrist. Now, since b'di'evad, if one doesn't have enough water, one is allowed to wash until the knuckles, where the knuckles attach the fingers to the palm of the hand. Therefore, in that case, one would still be allowed to make the bracha. If one did it like that, he could still make the bracha, even though it still is b'di'evad, but l'maaseh is brought down. Therefore, in that case, one would, since it is still quote-unquote, a kosher washing, if that's all the water a person has, or in a case in time like Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av. So that's what we say. Therefore, in that case, one would still be allowed to make the bracha. Because since b'di'evad, at least b'di'evad, one doesn't have, if you don't have enough water, or in those cases, Yom Kippur Tisha B'Av and so on, one is allowed to wash up to, where the up to the palm of the hand. In other words, just the finger parts, and that would be b'di'evad good enough. Therefore, the bracha could still be made. We'll continue next year. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha. Kol tov.